Our coverage of the assassination of two police officers continues now. Joining us live on the phone this morning, Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeants Association. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are your instructions to keep police officers safe in the wake of this horrible crime?
Well, you know, first I'd like to get in is that we have two police officers that lost their lives over the weekend, and the people of the city, I'd ask that they keep in mind in their thoughts and their prayers the families of those police officers and all the police officers that are working right now. New York City is in a very difficult time. The police department's in a very difficult time, and there needs to be ways to get the city back on track and build bridges back between the police and the silent majority of the city to move the ball forward.
There's been a call for no protests out of respect to the police officers. Do you expect that request to be honored?
I don't know what I can expect anymore because this has turned into a city where lawlessness has been allowed to continue. Protesters haven't listened to a lot of things that have been said. And all we can do, I think, is hope that civil minds come to the table and, you know, we can get some law and order back in play here. I can tell you that I have spoken with the governor. He is trying to find ways to work with, the police and to hopefully lead to some solutions that are going to resolve the tension that's occurring here in what I still believe is the greatest city in the world.
And what is your directive to your officers?
My directive to my officers is to go home safe. What's occurring throughout the city, as of yesterday, we've had lug nuts on private vehicles and department vehicles loosened up on the cars. We had an incident yesterday in a 2-8 precinct where an individual charged into the precinct. A police officer broke his hand. The atmosphere seems to be continuous where threats to police are pretty high. And in the end, I think that the officers should be backing each other up. They should double up on the calls and, stay highly alert to what's occurring out there in the streets of New York.
You mentioned you spoke with the governor. How about Mayor de Blasio?
I haven't received any call from Mayor de Blasio since he's been in office.
Of course, over the weekend, we had the officers turning their backs on the mayor. What do you anticipate if the mayor attends one of the police officers or both, likely, of the police officers' funerals?
I really couldn't even answer that question. The department itself right now is broken, and atmosphere of the offices is one of heartbreak and serious doubt as to what their actual positions are.
You were quoted over the weekend as saying that the mayor has blood on his hands. Since then, there have been some calls for people to tone down the rhetoric. Do you stand by your comments?
I think that the atmosphere has been an atmosphere of enabling. But I think that, by no means am I looking to engage in fighting with the mayor. The focus right now needs to be on the families of the two police officers.
Yes. And you did mention over the weekend that the mayor's failed policies led to this. What is the priority, to your mind, of what City Hall should do differently, policy-wise, to help mend New York?
I think what we need to do is we need to look to the people of New York to, step forward. And the silent majority needs to come out to support the police. The constant attacks on the police, the videos that are constantly being taken of what the police are doing, and we later find out that what they were doing was 100% correct. We need the public to start to send in the videos of the perpetrators in the city and to start to, compliment the police and to stand by the police. The quiet majority has not said a word. And, if you see a police officer in the street, thank them, support them, because in the end, they may be the only difference between, you going home safe at night and taking care of your family. As you and I are speaking right now, 911 is receiving calls across the country looking for the police to come assist them. And this is something that the public, I think, takes for granted. They don't realize the importance of what we do.
Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, with us live on 1010 Winds. Thank you for your time.
Have a good day. Thank you.